Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash that like button on this video like it's a pre-transition Ellen Page, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor, MetVPN. If you're surfing the internet alone without a VPN, then you're surfing with Justin Skippy Trudeau. I use MetVPN to hide my location from the Canadian government, to keep my freedom of speech, as well as to sail the high seas and download movies and TV shows without potentially getting sued by lawyers. MetVPN offers unlimited data traffic, no logs, a kill switch in case your VPN temporarily goes offline, and it's only $2.45 a month on a 24-month plan. Keep your online activities private and free. Sponsor link is down below. And now on with the memes. Number one, this woman is complaining because her boyfriend says he's going to force her to split the bill even if he's making $300,000 and she's only making $50,000 a year. Good, because if he pays for it, she's eventually going to take him for granted, feel like she's in his debt, and also feel entitled to him continuing to pay. Also make them pay if you want them to stay. Plus, if she continues to complain, then ask her if she believes in equality. My favorite part is that he's her boyfriend of 10 years, but he is smart not getting married either. Up next, 5 million people have to leave Canada in 2025. As their work and student visas expire, most will not leave. But what will they do for money? Where will 1 in 8 Canadians live to hide from the state? It would be the equivalent of 50 million Americans having to leave. Maybe Western countries can compete with each other to see which can deport illegals the fastest. Trudeau expects them to leave willingly. More than likely, they'll continue robbing Canadians, stealing their cars, and scamming them for survival. They won't move unless they're physically removed. Number 3, what happened to Keith Richards in only 6 years? Obviously he didn't age that quickly, but it's probably all thanks to sex, drugs, and rock and roll, as well as binge drinking and chain smoking. Looks to me like he also might have been moonlighting as a coal miner or something like that. But he really started to age rapidly when he finally got married. Here is the earliest known image of Keith Richards. The guy was born old. Moving on, Disney says that 500,000 fans disliked the new Snow White trailer. Fans, really? Fans don't smash the thumbs down on your video. But those are rookie numbers because we need to ratio that thing into oblivion. Maybe the trailer would have received more thumbs up if Snow Brown here did a nude scene with the 7 dwarves. The dwarves also look super creepy in CGI, and it would have been better if they were real actors. Number 5, there's a Facebook page where women brag about violence towards men. One woman was giggling about backing her car over a guy. But imagine if men had a page like that bragging about domestic violence against women. And if you're a woman, it's like you can almost get away with anything these days. It also shows you that women are narcissists because they take pleasure in the pain of others. Up next, here's the difference between German propaganda and reality. It's usually those with last names that start with precious metals that do this sort of thing to Western women. I guess we all know why Emily Watson went cray-cray. Based on how she currently looks compared to this photo, I'd say that she was a guest of honor at least in one or two ditty parties. It's almost like Harvey Weinstein was going for filling every single stereotype imaginable. Number 7. Well, well, well. Looks like left-wing extremism is linked to psychopathy and narcissism. Yeah, tell us something we don't know. This study was completely unnecessary. But I'm sure some government bureaucrat or researchers need to make money doing nothing. They, of course, did forget to mention psychopaths. Up here in Canada, we've known all about this over the last 10 years of Trudeau, our narcissist in chief, but he'll be gone soon. Moving on, these two women are staring at you and want a party. What do? Maybe run because they're too fat to catch you. Just don't run downhill because then they'll slip, fall, and roll right over you. They're just so fat that you could walk a nice flat surface and still get away from them. On second thought, you could also help those beached whales get back in the ocean. Also, if you have any food on you, hide it if you want to keep it. Number 9, this has to piss off the leftoids because Trump is the first president in history to get elected for 2 non-consecutive terms. Looks like he also has Biden surrounded. Actually, I was wrong about that because it looks like Grover Cleveland served 2 terms too. I like how they use 2 different pictures of Grover, but got lazy with Trump, using the identical one. Also, I can't believe that Grover was once a popular name. Who thought that was a good idea? Up next, a new study says that women are happier without marriage and children. Funny, they don't look very happy to me. Plus, according to other studies, the unhappiest people in our society were 42-year-old career women without kids. I guess this study forgot to ask them when they're out of eggs and no longer have options. $50 says this study was done before women turn 30. This article, I suspect, is a feminist psyop by miserable feminists that want company. This is to trick young, gullible women. Number 11, just because Lizzo lost weight from Ozempic, most likely, doesn't mean her appetite has been diminished. Looks like Daryl Dixon crawled through a city full of zombies to feed Lizzo. Of course he's going to do that because Lizzo's putting his kids through college. Now that Donald is back in the White House, maybe the Trumpster can help get his kids through college instead. And then he wouldn't have to fight zombies to deliver that food. Moving on, Girls Gone Wild founder Joe Francis doesn't feel bad for his videos, and says that women victimized him. He went around and filmed women without their permission, out in public, and put them out there for all to see. And now he's claiming that he's the victim. He also lives in Mexico to escape US legal action. These women aren't angry that they were filmed. They're probably angry because he didn't make any money off the footage. He was too greedy, and if he offered each woman $100, they would have happily given him the rights. Number 13, this elephant ended a 70-year-old woman and then returns to trample her lifeless husk at her funeral. Talk about holding a grudge. I wonder what she did to him. She probably stole his baby and dressed it up in bright colors for the circus. Remember that elephants have a long memory, and they snap at the drop of a hat. I'm sure the elephant got therapy after the rampage, and the therapist asked who hurt you. Maybe she also owed that elephant money for playing with its trunk. Up next, I still can't believe that Luigi here was such a simp that he took his mask off to smile at a woman, and this ended up being his undoing. This is what happens when your little head does the thinking for your big one. Just imagine how many more evil CEOs he could have ended if he didn't get caught so quickly. But it's like he wanted to get caught. He couldn't have sex, so he figured life wasn't worth living. Number 15, it's been revealed that Haley Welch was paid $125,000 upfront to market the Hawk token, and then promised 50% of the proceeds after the launch. So that means that she made more than enough to cover her college tuition, destroying the goodwill of her fans. You just know that the final stage is to start an OF page and milk the remaining simps out of all their money too. All she needs to do to start one is to bleach her bum opening now. Moving on, this District 5 lawmaker bullied one of her male aides into sex, and then made him run errands for her. But why do they call women glamorous when they commit sexual misconduct? He clearly wasn't into her if she had to bully him into the bedroom. This just proves to everyone that we in fact have an injustice system that treats women far less harshly than men. Imagine if this glamorous male producer bullied female actresses into sex and made them run errands. That wasn't okay, so why should it be if a woman does it? Number 17 is Kelly, and she's complaining because men used to chase women passionately. She wonders what happened. Well, men walked away and went their own way, honey, because the juice is no longer worth the squeeze. Women also have become fat, rude, and entitled. Plus, let's not forget that men are simple creatures, taking women at their literal word, and many women told us that they don't need no man. So we figure, why bother? Many guys that did pursue women were friend-zoned, and they simply got tired of it. Up next, the study shows that journalists' brains show a lower-than-average level of executive function. No wonder the corporate lamestream media is dying. Easy-to-manipulate journalists were a great thing when corporations controlled the media and had a monopoly. But it can't compete now with brain-dead reporters against ordinary people with critical thinking skills. My favorite part about this story is that a journalist was forced to write it. Then again, the journalist probably didn't even understand what he wrote. Number 19, a man lost at sea for 29 days says it was a nice break from reality. This proves it. Men would rather be lost in sea than go to therapy. I think it's more like a break from women. It could also mean that men would rather be lost at sea for 29 days rather than go to work. He also probably lost some weight, which is great for his health. Maybe the reason men sailed across oceans was to take a break from reality and women. Moving on, when men are caught cheating on their partners, they apologize. When women are caught cheating, they refuse to take accountability and blame men by saying that they made them do it. Remember that no man hates accountability more than the average woman. I'm also sure that women cheating, according to them, is rooted in misogyny and patriarchy somehow. Also, if you're a Chad, you don't have to apologize for cheating, and she still won't leave you. Number 21, what is a woman's sex drive determined by? Is it how well a man treats her? No, it's based on how attractive and how high his social status is. Most guys get it wrong and think it has to do with his money and resources. Yes, that'll activate her sex drive, but she'll use it only as much as she needs to in order to keep you and your paycheck around. It's also the length of time that you've been together. Most women are only turned on during the honeymoon phase, and that's it. Up next is detransitioner claims a top doctor pushed her to amputate her boobs and may have left her infertile. Going forward, the detransitioner movement will gain speed. It makes me wonder if the top doctor's last name begins with a precious metal or something. When I hear this, I also hear her saying I'm a woman, and therefore I have no agency over my decisions. She's also 20 but looks like she's 40. See what being a man does to a woman after only 5 years. Number 23, Canada continues to mess around with people's bank accounts. A mayor that stood up to a pride group has his bank account garnished. That's why I keep half my net worth outside the banking system, in case they try this sort of monkey business on me. How anyone voted for the Liberals and Trudeau after the last 2 elections, I'll never know. Canadians just waking up to this madness have been asleep for the last 9 years now. Moving on, a man travels 1,500 miles to surprise his girlfriend and he finds her with another man. He probably thought he was her boyfriend, but he was just really her beta male orbiter. There is no such thing as a long-distance relationship. If you don't believe me, then just ask men in the army. 90% of them get divorced, and usually it's because she was back home cheating on them. Also, why is this guy dressed as a mascot? Seems kind of strange to me. Number 25 and the last one is the former Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister of Canada, Chrystia Freeland. She's eaten up her budget and a lot of pies while she's been in power. Those golden buttons on her coat look like they're about to become projectiles at any moment now. The only good thing she did was leave Trudeau hanging by leaving right before he was going to blame her for a massive budget and overspending. She's still a WEF puppet and she's clearly not starving like most Canadians are. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.